Once upon a time in America, school children practiced duck and cover drills, hiding under their desks in an almost comically futile attempt to protect themselves in the event of a nuclear attack by the Soviet Union. Schools in the Midwest, Texas, Oklahoma all have tornado drills. There are earthquake drills in California, tsunami drills in Hawaii. But now across the country, our school children practice active shooter drills, lockdown drills, learning literally to defend against an enemy from within. The sad reality of education in America today is that there is a percentage chance of a mass shooting occurring on school grounds, whether it's an elementary school, junior high school, or college campus. Last month, we witnessed the tragedy in Parkland, Florida, where 14 students and 3 faculty were gunned down by a mentally unstable former student. New Mexico joined this club in January of 2014 when a middle school student in Roswell shot and wounded 2 classmates. And tragically, in December of 2017 in Aztec, New Mexico, a 21-year-old former student entered Aztec High School and gunned down 2 current students, killing both. The gunman was also killed. Regardless of where you fall on the spectrum of gun control, the simple fact is we now have to prepare local law enforcement, fire and rescue personnel, as well as students, staff, and faculty of our learning institutions to deal with the threat of gun violence on campus. Last Friday, 16 March 2018, Santa Fe Community College did just that, performing an extensive lockdown drill in order to deal with the possibility of an active shooter scenario. I had the opportunity to witness the drill as it unfolded. I spoke with college president Dr. Cecilia Cervantes before the drill kicked off, which was part of the school's professional development day. Dr. Cervantes, could you tell me what the purpose is and how you feel about the exercise today?
Well, the purpose is to prepare our faculty and staff to participate in a lockdown drill that simulates what would occur if indeed we had an active shooter. And it's for the intent of having the faculty and staff be prepared and understand the different elements of the exercise so that they can then protect their students, themselves, and all of the faculty and staff. So we just want to have this practice because practice makes perfect.
And how long have you been preparing for this?
We've been preparing since the fall. We started training our CERT team in late fall, and then I met in December with Assistant Chief Martin Vigil to start determining the different elements that we would have. So it's since December, and then it's really gotten in high gear in January and February.
What are your expectations for today?
Well, my expectations are that individuals will experience a lockdown drill and then that we will come back and have a debrief after the drill in order to take more questions, find out where we could improve, find out what concerns people have, because the intent is that we will do another drill in the fall.
There are no students here today, so this is strictly for faculty and staff.
That's correct, and we thought we would start, since today is had been scheduled as a professional development day, we thought we'd start with the employees of the college first, and then when we do in the fall, we will have students here. So then it will be at another level of practice and exercise.
Dr. Cervantes, how do you feel about the fact that you now have to include this as something as part of staff development?
Well, to tell you the truth, you know, I have been in different colleges around the country, and we have done drills to keep people safe from being in California and doing an earthquake drill, you know, and now we're at this level, which we wish we didn't have to be, but that's the reality. And so, therefore, we do have to be proactive and prepare our faculty and staff and students to be ready for the event that we would have some type of violent event on campus.
You heard Dr. Cervantes refer to a CERT team, that's C-E-R-T, which stands for Community Emergency Response Team. There are volunteers from the staff and faculty of Santa Fe Community College who have been trained by the county to act as assistants to Santa Fe County emergency responders. And there is an individual at Santa Fe Community College who is in charge of these CERT team members. That man is Noe Villarreal, Santa Fe Community College safety specialist. Noe, what is your role here today in the lockdown drill?
With the lockdown drill, I'm actually in charge of it and coordinating all the everybody.
How long have you been preparing for this drill?
About 3 months.
And how do you feel going into it?
Like it's controlled chaos. The key to the whole thing is being flexible, because in real life, things change as you go along in an emergency. So you just have to improvise and get things done. So the more we have to do that, the better for us, because we will get more training.
As faculty and staff gathered in the main dining hall of the community college, I took the opportunity to speak with one of the CERT team members, Mark Wood. Mark, what is your role here today?
I'm a member of the CERT team. We're a volunteer group within the campus, and our job here is just basically, today at least, is to go around and check that the lockdown is working. We're going to identify any shortfalls in our lockdown, what doors can't be locked, etc. And yeah, so we're all going to split out throughout the campus. Each of us have our own little areas. We're going to go from door to door and see if we can fool people to open the doors. And we're going to have an ear to the door, see if anybody's making any noises, and look for anything that an active shooter or an active killer would actually be looking for.
What is your normal role here at the community college?
Oh, normally I'm the human resources information systems analyst. I just basically sit in a cubicle and tap keys all day, essentially.
Do you have any experience that might qualify you for this kind of work?
Not that experience is really required for something like this. I do have a military background, which kind of lends itself to this sort of thing.
Good luck today.
Cheers.
Dr. Cervantes started the pre-briefing a few moments after I spoke with Mark Wood.
We are going to get started. Good to see you all. It's a full house. And it's very important that it's a full house, because this morning's lockdown drill is very, very important and very serious. It's critical that all of you participate so that you have this first experience with a lockdown drill, which we're going to build upon in the fall semester, when we'll do a lockdown, an active shooter drill, and the students will be here. So you'll be the experts to help guide them and give them instructions, etc. First of all, I want to ask the members of our CERT team, emergency response team, who have had about 3 months of training, to please stand up and be recognized, because they assisted in this and they will be assisting. Please stand up, CERT team members. Raise your hands. Thank you very much for participating in the training. It was in-depth and time-consuming, and they still did their regular jobs in addition. So thank you, thank you.
Then Dr. Cervantes turned the microphone over to Noé Villarreal.
Dr. Cervantes, well, we're ready to go. I can feel the excitement. Got just a little brief on why we're doing this. For one, we had never had a school-wide lockdown, and with all the incidents happening lately, we need to have some kind of awareness of what a lockdown is and how it feels to be in a lockdown situation. And that's what we're going to do today. And we're planning to have you guys go back to your offices and your classrooms in a secure place to have the lockdown. What's going to happen here is it should make you aware of what a lockdown is, and if you feel safe in your classrooms, do we need something else in there to make you safe in there? So this is the other side of this thing, is to figure out where the gaps are. And I know already some of you are saying, well, my door doesn't lock, or I don't feel safe in this, I need curtains, I need this. Those are the kind of things we need for the briefing this afternoon, well, at 11:15, when the lockdown drill is over. So keep track of all that stuff. Make sure your door is secure, locked, or barricaded. But be thinking of those kind of things. What needs to be done to make my office more secure, or the place where you're at?
After the briefing by Noah Villarreal and campus security personnel, staff and faculty returned to their offices and classrooms. And at 9:45, the exercise began.
Exercise, exercise, exercise. Your attention, please. This is a lockdown drill. Please enter the nearest available secure area and follow lockdown procedure. This is only a drill.
Probando, probando, probando. Atención, por favor. Esto es un simulacro de cierre de emergencia. Por favor, entren en un área segura, cercana y disponible. Sigan los procedimientos del cierre de emergencia. Esto es solo un simulacro.
Exercise, exercise, exercise. Your attention, please. This is a lockdown drill. Please enter the nearest available secure area and follow lockdown procedure.
And at this moment, security personnel from the community college are checking each door in every area of the school, assisted by the CERT team members.
My name is Lucia Lucero, and I'm on the CERT team. We're checking the doors to make sure that everybody's locked and make sure we don't hear noise.
Have you been assigned a specific section of the school to check?
Yes, I've been assigned this, we call it administration, and then over here, business services and counseling. I've already checked these doors, so I'm going to head down that way towards business services and finance. Is there anybody in here?
Moments later, the PA system was silent, and I made my way to the bottom floor of the 300 section of the main building, where I found Martin Vigil.
My name is Martin Vigil. I'm the emergency manager for Santa Fe County, and I've been very much involved with the emergency planning here on campus. And so we talked to the president back in January. The planning actually started back then. Part of that was to train another CERT team. So that's taken a couple months to actually do, and they're going to be participating in the drill. And then we've brought our partners from the response community that are also playing and playing out an active shooter response as well as a rescue task force response. So the Sheriff's Department, Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department, Santa Fe County Fire Department, and Emergency Management are all here doing this.
And the active shooter and rescue portion is only in a small section of the school today, correct?
That is correct. It's physically separated from the lockdown drill, just because this was kind of new to a lot of staff that have joined the community college recently. And so we didn't want to mix the exercise objectives. However, we already have plans to do a much bigger all-inclusive drill sometime in the fall.
So it's a sort of crawl, walk, run scenario.
Exactly. Yeah, and these drills are meant to really identify gaps in preparedness. You know, even if it doesn't go, you know, quite perfectly, that's okay, because we can identify areas that we need to fix. Before the Century Theater shooting, in most of America, EMS fire would be staged in a cold zone, a non-threat zone, while the law enforcement clears the entire building. That could take upwards of an hour. So if we had a trauma patient, that's not conducive to their outcome. So the whole industry between law enforcement and fire have trained to this new concept of basically warm zone operations or rescue task forces. And so we're able to bump into a less than secure environment, having law enforcement protect us and just extract. We're not doing much care or anything. And then we're taking them down to a triage area where advanced life support's available. But right now, in this environment, since we still have a potential threat environment, we're just really, this is combat medicine. We're just grabbing and going.
At this point, the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department is beginning clearance of the Building 300 area.
Okay. Where are you hurting?
No. Let's get this guy out.
We're in the storage
room. As long as there's no
athlete. What are you guys doing?
We are playing victims. I've got a messed up arm here and a bullet hole in my leg.
Oh, yeah, I'm a victim, too.
How do you think it's gone so far?
I think they're doing a good job. They're learning a lot.
What's your normal role here in the school?
I'm a teacher.
And what do you teach?
Mostly English.
This is a little bit different for you.
Yeah, different Friday for sure.
Do you think this is valuable professional development?
I think it's necessary professional development. I'm hesitant to say that it's valuable for our profession, but I think it's necessary for the reality that we live in.
What was your name?
Carrie.
Thanks, Carrie. And as the Rescue Task Force is evacuating a simulated injured individual, there was an announcement over the radio that a secondary shooter was found. Hi, could you tell me your name and what your role is here today?
It's Carolina Aguayo. I was one of the first responders.
And you're with which organization?
Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office.
What have you got here?
I have the shooter.
How do you think the exercise is going?
It's going pretty well.
Moments later, a deputy from the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department confirmed that both suspects were down.
Confirm on location for 8-1 with the down suspect.
8-1 is going to be on the northeast stairwell. He's going to be on the northeast stairwell. One suspect, 10-15, not conscious, not breathing. We have 201 in the center of the building near the resource center with one 10-15 male, not conscious, not breathing. Still conducting search for other victims.
Could I get your name and what your role was here today during the lockdown?
Julie York, and my role was to escort the med teams into the building to treat injured
victims and get them out safely. I like the way it went, and I think it's beneficial. It gets people out a little bit quicker and get them to treatment and safety a little bit quicker. So
after just short of an hour, the exercise ended. I was able to speak with a number of the CERT team members and faculty who were actually locked down.
Could you tell me your name and what your role was here today?
I'm Camilla Bustamante, and I'm on the CERT team.
Which section of the facility were you in charge of today?
I was in charge in overseeing the 800 block, which is the Trades and Advanced Technologies building. And we observed some really good things. We had our welding offices with metal across the board, across the bars, so you couldn't pull the doors open at all. They had moved the curtains so that you couldn't actually look into the classroom or into the office space. It was very, very well done.
From the sounds of it, you're very happy with the result.
Yes, absolutely.
Now that the exercise is over, how do you feel about it?
I feel pretty impressed. A lot of people have kept themselves quiet, they kept themselves hidden. I did actually find one person, though. But, yeah, largely, couldn't find anybody. The blinds were down, you can't see in through the windows, you can't see in through the doors. Everything was locked that needed to be locked. Those that were open, they were just empty. So, yeah, I think we did all right.
Hi, could you tell me your name and what you did during the lockdown?
Hey, my name is Milton Reese. I teach film over in the film department. What did I do during the lockdown? I actually analyzed the studio to see just how secure it can be. And it's built like a vault, so I feel pretty good about that.
This fall, they're going to be doing the same exercise with students. How do you think that's going to go?
It will certainly be a test for all the faculty and staff when that happens.
I then tracked down Noah Rial and asked him how he thought the exercise had gone.
I think it went exceptionally well. And then the other side of it was the 300, which is the sheriff's area. That's going really well. I mean, they actually had a shooter down there and all this stuff, but they're training their people, so that's working out really good. But as far as the lockdown total, I think it was a total success. And now the real work starts. What are we going to do to really secure rooms that are not securable?
You're going to be doing a full-scale exercise with students in the fall.
Correct, yes, because this is just involved the staff and faculty, and the students need to be involved because they're the main target of the whole thing. So we're going to include them in the fall.
As faculty and staff members and the first responders gathered in the dining area once again, I asked SFCC President Dr. Cecilia Cervantes how she felt about the exercise and the feedback she was getting.
Well, you know, I feel very, very good. And I was talking to one of the CERT members who's been on the team from the very beginning. There's three of them that have been on since 08. This is the first time we do a drill. Obviously, it's important that we find holes in the process. So that is, you know, as an educational institution, we want to learn and we want to improve and we want to practice again. So I'm very proud of the way it went. I think overall that we found some things, but that's okay because that way we can improve the next time.
For KSFR News on the Santa Fe Community College campus, I'm John Shannon.